brought out today. People have been saying it for years. We need a four-year parliamentary term. The Independent Electoral Review recommended it last year, and a referendum will be held on this very change, one of the next two elections, if newly introduced legislation is passed. But now it's policy think tank New Zealand Initiative that has come out with the same call. It's one of many recommendations out of a report looking into the performance of MMP, Nick Clark, Senior Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. Nick, welcome to the panel.
Good evening.
Well, okay. Firstly, can I before we go to the four-year term, this other issue, because less canvassed, I'm fascinated. The number of MPs we have in Parliament, you're suggesting, or the report suggests, that we up it. We have 120. You guys want us to go to 150? How so?
170, actually.
170?
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
No, I mean, the reason why is that we actually have a very small parliament by international standards. A lot of countries that are around about our size in Europe, for example, have between 170 and 200 MPs. So we're actually quite small. The reason why we suggested that was that there's a sweet spot between what you call representation, where you've got enough MPs to represent the population effectively, and what you call transaction costs, which is around the efficiency of being able to get things done. And there's a bit of a sweet spot that a lot of the countries adhere to, which is suggests that it should be around the cube root of the country's population. And if we applied that in New Zealand, it would be around 170 MPs. Now, the advantages of that, it's not just a number, but, you know, if we look at New Zealand, we have very large geographically and in population terms electorates, very large, about 70,000 people per electorate, compared to 51,000 when MMP came in, so the electorates have got bigger. Also, it's so that they're harder to put MPs to service. And also, we have a problem where select committees, for example, are pretty undermanned, underpowered, because they've got MPs that are just having to stretch themselves across multiple domains.
Okay, stay there, Nick. Let's go around the panel first, because Heather will have views. I want to go to you first, Jeremy. Does this sit well in your mind for a country of 5 million, 170 MPs?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested, Nick, to know. I mean, I just sort of pulled some countries out of thin air earlier today, and, you know, like Singapore has 99 elected MPs. Ireland has 174. Scotland, which is a very similar population, has 129, not including the ones actually in London. But at the same time as you're advocating for having more MPs, you are also advocating for having fewer cabinet ministers. And what you were just saying about people being stretched too thin, I mean, as someone who's not involved in politics, it feels sometimes that we have ministers who are trying to juggle many, many portfolios. How would reducing cabinet help with that efficiency?
Well, you also need to rationalise the portfolios. We have 81 ministerial portfolios, which is kind of ridiculous, really. And we have 43 government departments. MB, Ministry for Business, Innovation, Employment, it reports to 20 ministers.
Right.
So it's not just the volume, it's not just the numbers, it's the sort of the spaghetti diagram of reporting lines and the like. And we could do things a lot more efficiently if we rationalise those and make them a bit more sensible.
Heather, what do you think?
Well, Nick, thank you so much. You've put in a report things that I've thought and been talking about for a very long time. The only thing that surprised me was the number of MPs that you were advocating for. I was quite surprised about that, and I'm not sure that that will resonate with the New Zealand public. But everything else in the report I was really pleased to see. So I agree that MMP has delivered fairer and a more representative parliament or parliaments. We are an outlier with a three-year term. You know, relatively few countries currently have a three-year parliamentary term. Australia and New Zealand do, El Salvador, Mexico, but 4 and 5 year terms are much more common. And actually, I think that having been both a backbench MP and sat in the executive, 3 years is extraordinarily short. You have 1 year where you're finding your feet as a new minister, 1 year to get some real work done, and then your focus falls into the next election in the third term. Oh. So it's really hard to get a robust programme together. And personally, I'd be prepared to consider a five-year term, but I think that that's probably a bridge too far for many people. And when it comes to the referendum that we've been promised, I suspect that four will be where things settle.
Jeremy, imagine the party that you don't like in 5 years.
I think I agree with you. I think a 5 year term is would be a step too far for me as a member, you know, someone voting in that referendum.
What do you want?
I agree, though. I think 3 years is too short. I think a 4 year term makes much more sense. I mean, you feel it we've had it with successive governments. You sort of feel that things are just starting to find a little bit of momentum, and then suddenly it's election season again.
Okay. The other issue around this report, the New Zealand Initiative report, there, Nick, is there are certainly, but this is MMP we're talking about. And you have issues about, you were saying that we've now got to the stage where we're relying overly on special votes, that we have hundreds of, about 600,000 special votes, way too many, it's got to go.
Well, I mean, I think we'll always have special votes. There'll always be a need for people to vote outside their electorates, for example. But in more recent years, the number of special votes has just exploded. I think we had about 250,000 in 2011, and 602,000 at the last election. And you know, if continued to be unchecked, they could even hit 1 million by 2032, according to the Ministry of Justice. So I mean, they all take a lot of time to process, to verify, to count, and that's part of the reason why it takes quite a long time to get a final result declared, and that delays things like coalition negotiations, government formation. So we need to find ways to address those, and one of the ways to do that is just to close the electoral roll before voting starts. Okay. Get people enrolled, get their details updated before the votes votes started to be cast, and that would make things a lot simpler.
Very interesting. All right, very interesting sort of report here. Can I just sum some of the listeners' responses up here, Nick? Paul says,
yeah, sure.
More MPs? You've got to be joking.
That is going to be a hard sell, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, look, I fully understand that, and was expecting it. But you know, we're putting the idea out there. I think it's worth at least considering, because we are such an outlier. And with Singapore, yes, they've got fewer MPs, but they're a very small city state. Yeah. We're a large geographically diverse area.
Very, very good. All right, Nick from the Nick Clark, Senior Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. Kia ora. Nick, thanks for being with us on the panel.